This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Civic Matters. It is our weekly look at your opportunities to more fully engage in Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County as we collectively make our way into the future. I'm David Fair, and my content partner for this weekly feature is Mary Morgan. Mary is the executive director of Civ City Initiative, and Mary, we're a Monday closer to Election Day, aren't we?
We are, although, you know, I've been curious about what your Halloween costume is going to be. So I'm sure there's some civic theme involved in it, right?
Absolutely not. My my grandson is going as Spider-Man, and so I'm just going to be Spider-Man's keeper.
Well, you know, if you dressed up as the Ypsilanti Water Tower, I would be willing to go as the Dreisaitl Fountain in front of City Hall.
I'm afraid I might get arrested.
That's true.
Well, again, it is almost Election Day, November 7th, right around the corner. And I know that a lot of folks have already filled out their absentee ballots, but there's a lot of folks who plan on going to the ballots that may still want some additional information. And there are plenty of resources available to find out exactly what we're voting for and why.
That's right. And I know WEMU has done a lot of coverage. Of course, the city has our AnnArborVotes.org site. There's a nonpartisan League of Women Voters site, Vote 411. The city of Ann Arbor is going to be open on Saturday from 8 a.m. till 2 p.m. This coming Saturday, November 4th. The clerk's office, if you want to get an absentee ballot or you want to go in and vote absentee in person, you can do that. The deadline to request an absentee ballot by mail is that Saturday as well. So if people are still planning to write in, you can do that. I think that voting absentee, you know, you need to have a reason. There are certain reasons that are listed on the city clerk's website, but it's a good option for a lot of people.
Exactly right. And one of the things that will be decided countywide by voters on November 7th is a special education millage renewal for the Washtenaw Intermediate School District. And it has been a subject of some conversation in the community. Now, typically these kinds of millage renewals pass relatively easily. Is that your expectation?
I think there's a pretty solid chance since this is a renewal. There was previous special education tax, and just to clarify, it's not the entire county, it's most of the county through the Washtenaw Intermediate School District, which is, you know, covers the majority of the county.
Right, all nine school districts and everyone who resides in them.
Right, and so, I think it has a pretty good chance. I know that the Ann Arbor Public Schools has been and pushing it. There's another public forum on Thursday, November 2nd. Where people can go to Scarlett Middle School, and Janice Swift, the superintendent of Ann Arbor Public Schools, will be on hand to answer questions about it. That's at 6:30. And I think that's a good way to get more information. Obviously, the schools themselves are interested in having this pass, but I think there's generally support for it.
But there's much community conversation about the other ballot proposal that most in the county will vote for. In fact, it is a countywide measure, and that is a tax proposal for public safety and mental health services. And the way this is broken down is that 38% of the 8-year 1-mil levy, or 36%, would be dedicated to mental health services. Another 36% to the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office for purposes of public safety and further engaging in mental health programs throughout the county. Then 24% would be allocated to communities that already have their own police departments. And what this would do is allow those communities to gather what they're calling a rebate or a refund and allocate the dollars in any way they choose. That has created some discord in other communities across the county.
Yeah, there's been a fair amount of controversy over this. You know, I think that generally there's support for public safety funding and certainly for mental health services as well. 38% to each of those two areas, the 38% for public safety will go to the sheriff's office. The 38% for mental health services will go to the mental health department of the county. But it's that give back to the communities that have their own police forces that's raised some eyebrows. There's no designation that they have to spend that on anything in particular. And Ann Arbor obviously has already said that they would spend it on things like pedestrian safety and the climate action plan and affordable housing. So there's some questions that people have raised about, is this legal to do? So I think that there has definitely been more pushback on this than on the special education tax.
Well, I obviously spoke with Washtenaw County Sheriff J.R.E. Clayton, and his office would be a beneficiary. He is advocating for passage of this, but there are other resources to learn more about the millage proposal as well.
Absolutely. There are, obviously a lot of news articles and interviews that, such as the ones that you've done. Community Television Network has a video with interviews with both Sheriff J.R.E. Clayton and Trish Cortez, who's the director of the Community Mental Health Services for the county. Sioux City worked with the Skyline students to produce a little explainer video. They did a great job. Michaela Franklin, Winnick Huang, and Madeline Small of the Communications, Media, and Public Policy Magnet Program there. I love working with that group. So we've had that posted on our website. I think that, there's no shortage of resources. You just have to look around a little bit and hopefully between what WEMU is doing and what Sioux City is doing and some other groups, we'll get people informed.
Once again, you are listening to 89.1 WEMU. This is Civic Matters with Mary Morgan of the Civ City Initiative. Now, elections don't have to be all serious business. You can have some fun and games and try and get the vote out. And there's something exactly along those lines taking place on Facebook these days, I believe.
That's right. And I love seeing things like this. When people just get creative about trying to turn out the vote. There's some people in Ann Arbor who have created something called the Ann Arbor Ward Games with the D in Ward in parentheses.
Right.
And it's trying to just, we'll have a little friendly competition between wards to see who can get out the most voters. And they have some kind of a trophy. I'm not totally sure what all the fabulous prizes are, but mainly it's just to have a little fun and hopefully increase awareness of the upcoming election.
And we're certainly shooting better for the 12 to 13% turnout that we had in the August primaries. And with a countywide ballot initiative, hopefully we will get to that point. Wards 1 and 3 do not have races in the city of Ann Arbor, but can still participate in these games, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And, there are things on the ballot for them. The tax proposals will be on the ballot. And also, they will have one candidate. It's just that the Ward 1 and 3 city council candidates are not challenged in the November election. So it's a little less of an intense race, for sure.
Well, looking ahead, elections will be certainly a topic of conversation throughout the 2018 year as we head to the midterms, and some fundraising reports are coming out, and seems like a lot of money is rolling into those who are seeking statewide office.
Holy cow. The Michigan Campaign Finance Network just put out a report last week that looked at fundraising for the gubernatorial candidates in 2018. It's stunning. The amount of money that's raised already, and the primary election, isn't for another 10 months. So I think that we're going to keep seeing increased amounts at the local level as well, but for sure at the state level and federal levels. And, it's just I find it a little bit disheartening to see that much money raised, and I think the attitude is that it's just necessary in the current political climate.
Once again, you're listening to Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU and in non-election news. Mary, you've informed me that there's a stretch of South State Street between Ellsworth and Oakbrook that's going to get a little tender loving care from the city.
Yeah, this is a main corridor, and it looks a little bit shabby. You could use some help. So they're focused on transportation issues. We're going to have a public forum on Thursday, November 2nd at the Courtyard Marriott from 5:30 to 7:30, and looking for feedback and pedestrian issues, how to make the sidewalk safer, how to make it safer for bicyclists, how to make it look more attractive and accessible to businesses. I think that it's an important corridor to get some attention. And I hope that people turn out for that.
Again, that is Thursday, November 2nd. It runs from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Courtyard Marriott on Boardwalk Drive. Are you excited about the University of Michigan's Detroit Connector bus service?
Oh, my God. I cannot even. I am so excited, David. It's kind of dorky. Yes. I was just thrilled because that's a great resource. It is, you know, I don't own a car, so it's a pain to get to anywhere out of my scooter range.
That's right. You're one of the Zipcar users, right?
I am a Zipcar user, but, you know, I just don't enjoy that drive to Detroit. But I love going there, so I'm so excited about this this new Detroit Connector expanded service, but as well opening it up to the general public so people like me can actually hitch a ride.
Yeah, it officially starts today, so how quickly are you going to actually take your first ride?
Well, I've been looking at the weekend, so, you know, it's going to be in the next month or so. I wish it were baseball season, but there are plenty of other excuses to go to Detroit.
Indeed, there are. Thank you very much for your time today, Mary, and you'll have to tell us how that first trip goes.
I definitely will. Have a good week.
That is Mary Morgan, Executive Director of the Civ City Initiative and our content partner for Civic Matters each Monday. You can find out more about Mary's work at civcity.org. You'll find information about all of today's topics at our website at wemu.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.